a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for us to do this.
Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart, or Thursday, doesn't even start. It's
fun fact.
Friday.
Yeah, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Did you hear, that was amazing, by the way.
Thanks.
Did you hear Bowden from Workdays
attempt
that?
A while ago?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, last week was
last that? Week, yeah. And he attempted it on air and I was like, mate, don't do that. Because Tom is the only guy that can do that.
That's fine.
But he's coming up for you.
Imitation is the sincerest
greatest
form of flattery.
Form of flattery.
Yeah. So copy away, gang. And take these to your workplace. I mean, copy this.
Yeah.
The US National Security Agency, the NSA, has asked employees to spy on people with dignity and respect.
Oh, so no upskirting?
I don't know. I wouldn't have gone there. But,
sorry.
The mayor of San Pedro Huamelula in Mexico, that's right, I had a go at it, is expected to marry an alligator. That's right, the tradition dates back to pre-Hispanic times, but has been updated for the times. Now the alligator wears a white wedding dress and the groom kisses the bride.
As long as there's no, you know,
they don't consummate the marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
say.
I know
how you feel. In 2016, the head of MI6, we're going from the NSA to MI6. Yeah. So that's sort of, you know.
That's James Bond territory.
Yeah. Funny you should say that. The head of MI6 said he wouldn't hire James Bond because he does not act ethically enough.
Yeah. Well, he's
probably his list of conquests that probably have something to do with
money,
that.
Money, penny.
It has been experimentally demonstrated that the pain of losing something is greater than the joy of gaining the equivalent. So it hurts more to lose something than to get it, than the joy that you get from getting it in the first place.
Yeah. Okay. That works.
In the 1890s, people from the Torres Strait Islands were said to count to 19 using body parts, starting with the fingers of the left hand, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
followed with the wrist, 6, the elbow, 7, the shoulder, 8, the left nipple, 9,
yeah,
the sternum, 10, the right nipple, 11, and so on, so shoulder and the elbow and the wrist and stuff, to the little finger of the right hand,
yeah,
and that's how they counted to 19.
Oh, that's cool, because I'm a finger counter.
Yeah.
So,
do you count with your nipples, though?
Well, I will now.
Yeah. Could have ended on that. But in 2023, Canadian residents were shocked to see an enormous peen-shaped iceberg, a phallic iceberg, float past their hometown.
Yeah.
Do you know what their hometown is called?
What?
Dildo.
Amazing!
Idea. Christmas tree,
yes,
in the bay.
Yes.
Been done. Maybe we update it, yeah?
Yeah. Brought to you by Sexyland.
Yeah. All good people. That's Fun Fact Friday for this week.
Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Or Thursday, doesn't even start. It's
Fun Fact
Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
How about write down a suggestion on a piece of paper and then put it in the bin?
I wonder if anyone uses that out and about.
If you do,
like
let us know.
Like your slogan.
Yeah. If you tell people in your life to write it down on a piece of paper and put it in the bin, please let us know.
Yes.
By writing it on a piece of paper.
Oh, I know.
And putting it in the bin.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm part of the Liddy Committee. Are you part of that?
No, I don't. Well,
literature.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the sense you read books?
I read books.
Yeah, cool. I read. Yeah,
okay,
sweet.
Yeah.
All right. I'm,
okay, hang on. Before you say anything,
yes,
I'm aware that you have read Game of Thrones.
I read the books, yes.
Yeah, back when you were 14, and that is now your personality trait.
My
you
God.
Love to tell people.
I wish I was 14. I was like 30.
Yeah. It's a really big personality trait of yours. Sometimes you just whisper it to people. Oh, are you reading something? Well, I've read the entire Game of Thrones, and I have to tell you, books better than the series.
Absolutely they are.
See? Were you just quietly, were you going to say, was that where you were going?
No.
As soon as I said, read books, and you said, I read books.
No, I've been reading the same book since India was born because
really?
I never get time to read. So,
mate, even if it's just 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing now. That's what Carly and I will do. We'll sit in bed and just both read or whatever. And I'm slowly chipping away. It's a book about the ABA, the spin-off league from the NBA in the 70s.
Oh, God. Right. Well, I can see how you wouldn't just jump into that teeth first. Goodreads is a cool little app, right? Have you heard of this app before? Okay. It's for the Litty Committee people.
The Itty-Bitty-Litty Committee?
Yeah. And Goodreads is great because it's got, hey, these are the books that everyone's talking about at the moment.
Oh, cool.
And then these, you can make a shelf where it says, these are the books I want to read.
Yeah.
So you add them in. So if you go to the library or whatever, sometimes I go in there or a bookstore and I'm like, what book am I wanting? So I go into my app and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to read, you know, The Bell Jar or whatever. And then, hey, oh, yeah, cool, I'll get it now.
Cool.
Right? And then once you finish a book, you can go and you can rate it.
Right.
Right? But I have a big problem with their system because you can only rate it out of 5.
Just so you know, this is like Untapped, my social media for beer, but it's for books.
Okay. So Untapped, what you can rate a beer out of...
And you out of 5, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do they give you half? Can you do 1.5?
Yeah, you can do 0.25s.
Okay. See, on Goodreads, you can only do 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star.
Oh, no.
I can't deal with that because so many books are 3.5. And I can't... And then I struggle. I'm like, is this a 3-star or a 4-star?
If you're not giving me half stars. If you're not giving me half stars, give me 10 stars.
No. I need the half.
You still need a half.
Oh, you mean give me 10 stars as in to play with?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I need half stars for 5 or a full 10 stars because I need I need the 7s.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. 3.5 is about a 7, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
3.5 equals 7. I need a 7.
Yeah.
And so I'm the rating system for Goodreads, not good enough.
No.
I'm saying.
All right, so here's an idea.
Yeah.
Get on Untapped, but review books. Put the books on there.
Yeasty, the pheromones on this one.
Did not like the taste.
Did not like.
Did not go down smoothly. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. I had a little wardrobe malfunction in terms of what I planned and what I packed when I went to the gym before work this morning, and I've managed to not pack in my socks, my clean socks to wear with my street outfit.
Yeah.
So I've had to wear my gym socks and their little ankle jobbies, and I'm wearing black jeans and black shoes and little wide ankle socks, and so I am very much where's my glove, just the one. Thank you. And also I went to go change into clean jocks because I did cardio, but I honestly couldn't be bothered because I wasn't feeling well. Couldn't be bothered taking my jeans off because they're very tight. And so I've just been carrying my clean jocks around in my pocket all show whilst wearing my gym jocks.
No, love it all. Love it all, mate. It's great.
Curbs in Brimley. Can you go out after the gym, mate, without having a shower, going home, getting changed?
Look, it's just as bad as those people going around in the puffer jackets and Lululemon leggings.
Would that haven't been to the gym or that have?
Who knows? Who knows? They go. That's like their wardrobe, isn't it?
It is a mystery. This guy does exercise but chooses to carry the sweat around all day. And that's just not well.
At least he's wearing clothes, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm not walking around with a golden retriever and a pram either, so I wouldn't fit in on Paco. Ed from St. Albans Park, good morning. What are your thoughts, mate? I know you're a fan of the banana hammock yourself.
Good morning, Swamp Butt Lewis. How are you doing? If you've ever played team sports in Australia, unfortunately, there is a term which I think covers you. It's called share in a can.
Oh, share in a can. Oh, like a bit of Lynx Africa style.
Well, you know, let's just say there are various men I've played various sports with who, after one participating in a game or a training session, have kicked on into Lammies with basically a layer of shower in a can, and that's it.
Delicious.
Yeah, well, that shower in a can is pretty thick down at Lammies.
I'm not a deodorant guy. That's probably a topic for another day.
What?
Well, I don't sweat from that part of my body. Aaron in St. Albans Park also. What are you doing? Why are you calling your pest?
Go home and have a wash.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.